second Mishnah. A person made his property hektish, and he also owed Ksuvas Isha and a Bal Choyv. Eino Isha Yecholo, Ligvois Ksuvasim in a hektish, for a Bal Choyv is Choyve. The Isha cannot be paid the Choyv or Ksuvah from hektish, and the Bal Choyv can, the Choyv is Choyv, even though Lachar they should be able to, because you can only be Maktish something you own. If there's a lien on the property, when you Maktish it, the lien remains. But still, they met Takon de Rabbanan lapoy de poy de almanas litan lishim ksuvasa about ksuvasa. The person who does redeem it can redeem it, but he has to give it to them. So basically, if the hektish is worth more than the ksuva, he redeems with a value that's worth more than the ksuva, and the rest he gives it to them for the ksuva. Yeah. The idea behind this is we don't want to look like Hektish is going out of Hektish without opinion. So if he's already being paid the whole thing, he could do it for a cheaper price. And it looks like he was paid. Hektish Tishimana, for example, here's another case. If he was Maktish, 90 mana, Vayachoyv and Meyam mana, he owed him more than the whole amount that he was Maktish. So in that case, we can't do the other process. The other process was, I was Maktish less. The choiv was less than what was maktish, so when somebody's poited, he'll poited for the difference between the value of the thing and the value of the choiv. So there will be a pidyon. But in the case where the choiv is more than the hektish, so basically he has no right to be maktish it, and the bachelor should be able to collect it. So therefore, ma'isav dinah poitis nechasim alav. Then we say just give one dinah and redeem these nechasim and then give it to the bachelor. And whoever redeems it will have to give it to these people that he owes it to. Once again, this is based on the fact that the Iker Din, they're entitled to take it for free. But we don't want it to look like Hektish is being taken off without any process at all. And therefore, we mechayev them to do this minimal pinyon.